back from a lovely vacation.
To the beach.
Yeah, to the beach. Something that you hadn't been able to do in a couple years.
Yep.
Make your way down to Florida.
My husband needs toes in the sand for his mental health. His
mental well-being,
yes,
for
yes.
sure.
You need to be able to recharge, and he needs to recharge the batteries in the ocean, looking mm-hmm. at the ocean, beer in hand, toes in the sand.
Sure.
We didn't get a lot of that.
What
so
happened?
That was the disappointing part. So we you know, and you go down to Destin. A lot of people go to Destin, right?
Yeah.
You kind of know the drill. A lot of times there are like splash and dash thunderstorms
yeah,
that
just
dump on you for like 30 minutes and then you get out. And
yeah,
the sun's
anything,
back and it's fine.
Anything by a large body of water, you'll get the lake effect or,
sure.
or ocean effect sort of like storms that
right.
pop up. They pop up for a little bit and then, like you said, they go.
And this particular time, it hung around. It was like a tropical system. Like the first day we got there, and we couldn't get into the condo until like 4.
Mm-hmm.
So we spent time like walking around,
yeah,
shopping,
walking around,
watching
sure.
a movie, and all because it was like boiling hot, sun's blazing, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Would have been a perfect day to be at the pool.
Yeah.
We couldn't be there yet.
Oh.
And Sunday, meh, it's okay. We had a little
okay.
bit,
all
little
right.
bit of sun.
Got some sun, some beach time.
Monday started to get dicey.
Oh.
And then not until Friday. Friday, oh. we got out for a couple of hours before the storm rolled in and ruined sunset picture time.
Oh, no.
Which is also another part of the plan. We got outfits
oh.
and everything. We got the white shirt and the khaki pants, and we have ready to go.
I'm telling you that sometimes those traditions are, that are weather dependent.
Yes,
are rough.
Yes, it was because we always start the vacation at the same place.
Yeah.
We go to dinner at this place called Brick of Brack, and it's amazing. They
yeah.
they got a live band, same live band that's been playing every single time we've been there.
Right,
and super fun. The kids dance, all the things. There's scavenger hunt, and then so that was great. Everything was great for like the first couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
Then it started to go downhill, and so we ended up like shopping a ton. I had so many packages. Waiting.
I mean,
when
that,
we got home,
that's
that
got to be.
I ran in and scooped them up and threw them in the room before
I mean, but
he
that's
got to
be fun, though, right? That's got to be fun. You can,
well,
you can do your
shopping.
Thing.
And, it's depression shopping because I'm cooped up in the condo and
right.
I'm shopping online. I'm shopping my feelings.
Oh, you're
away.
Shopping online. You're not
yes,
even walking
no,
around the little shop
I did,
there.
We did some of that.
Oh,
but just
that's
on the
funny.
First day. Yeah, no, I'm online shopping. I'm shopping my feelings away because I'm stuck in the condo. And then
oh,
we watched two
shoot.
Movies. We paid probably $160 for the four of us for dinner, like every time we went out.
Yeah.
Because it's just things are
yeah,
expensive.
Yeah, sure, sure.
I went
sure,
and
sure.
got a $163 pedicure.
It's okay.
for me and my daughter.
Yeah.
That was more than I expected.
Yeah.
Like I saw the menu, like, oh, $45 for a pedicure. Great. No, I didn't understand
the
how
upgrades.
Many upgrades.
Yeah, you need to get
Joe,
the upgrades.
My nail tech
yeah.
talked me into.
I've had one pedicure professionally, but since then, thankfully, my daughter Zoe, she.
Yeah.
It's kind of is a
She's
nail
like
tech.
A pro.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
so she'll do my, you know, my cuticles and give me some oil.
Oh, that's so great.
No, that's
I just
right.
wanted the foot massage. That was
right.
really the biggest thing.
Right.
And then I was just like, oh, hey, can you match, you know, my nail, my fingernail polish? Can
mm-hmm.
you, we want something to like kind of match that. It did not match at all. It's neon. I have neon on my feet.
Oh.
That's fine. Cause I just didn't want to tell Joe, oh, I don't think that's the right color. I just let him do what he was going to do and then rub my feet. And
Kelly,
I walked out
at
there.
Some point, you got to stand up for yourself and say,
I'm
hey.
I'm so mad because I feel like this is their art and I didn't want to like say anything.
They're like, be like, oh, hey,
oh,
that's
hey,
a different
Joe,
color.
Could you maybe find something a little closer? Because the example kind of looked like it was spot on, but that's neon.
That's
and
neon,
I,
and that's not
that
what my
space.
Fingernails are.
Okay. So oh. anyway, there was that. It was fine. We walked out, and Ava's just like, you don't like it, do you? I'm just like, it's fine. It's fine. It was just, it's not the color I was expecting. It's fine, though. It's everything's fine. We're
and,
fine.
And Kelly
fine.
Did not wear sandals the rest of the trip?
Yes, I did. It was fine. I just didn't have any
all
matching.
Right, right.
Anyway, so, and then we got a 2,000-piece puzzle.
Yes.
A 2,000-piece puzzle.
Well, when it's rainy during your beach vacation,
yeah.
that's what
well,
you do.
Well, it's a tradition.
Yeah.
We always get a puzzle
sure.
to work on throughout the week, off and on. And, well, we ended up spending a lot of days, like,
yeah.
plowing through this thing. And it was
yeah.
almost the end of us. But we got it done at 12:08. a.m.
Oh, gosh.
The night before we left.
You left, yeah. So, crushed it. Crushed it. That's a good one.
So, again, wasn't necessarily, we were hoping for just way more lazy time in the pool, on the beach, getting the little
frothy
drinks brought out to us.
Yeah, even if it's like rainy, you still kind of make do and you still kind of figure it out.
It's still nice to not wake up with an alarm clock.
Right,
have
exactly.
Beautiful scenery.
Still hang with your fam.
Rainy, beautiful scenery. Yes, we ate some great food.
Yeah.
And had some good family time. So I'm not classifying it as a complete
disaster, per se.
But it wasn't, you know, as much time outside. What you drive to Destin for. We didn't get enough of that.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, my family and I vacation up at the lake every single year. And there have been years where it has rained from when we get in to when we leave. Like 100%. And it's just... What do you do?
Yep.
You just kind of figure it out.
You cannot predict that.
No.
When you have to book so far in advance.
I know.
But this was like, even the people at work, the locals were all like, oh, you're a vacationer. Oh, we're sorry about this week. This was bad. When they're apologizing to you.
Yeah.
Because they know this is unusual weather behavior.
Yeah. All right. Well.
I felt seen and heard, though. That made me feel a little bit
better.
That's
good. That's good.
I felt validated.
Do you have any sort of like vacation disaster that happened while you were not at home when you were supposed to be like having the time of your life, but this happened? 502-795-1997. We'd love to hear some of your stories. Charlotte, we got yours. We'll pass that along.
Oh, yeah. She went to Jamaica. Angela,
we see yours. We'll get to some of these coming up on 99.7 DJX. Got any vacation disaster stories? 99.7 DJX. Angela texts in, says, worst vacation story. I was skateboarding on the boardwalk there at Virginia Beach. There was a truck driving down, and I always wanted to hang onto the truck and, like, skitch. It's a skateboarding term.
Oh.
Anyways, shoestring got caught up in the wheel, went flying, skinned half her body. Needless to say, Angela said, I did not enjoy that vacation, but got to check a box on things I've always wanted to do. So matter what, it was a success.
Okay, well, that's a good way to look at it, right? Charlotte said, went on a girls trip to Jamaica for my birthday.
Uh-huh.
On the second day, we went on mini boats with my daughter-in-law.
Yeah.
It ran out of gas
In
the middle of the Caribbean Sea.
Oh!
There was no land to be seen. First, we laughed. Then we panicked before the tour guide realized we were dead in the water.
Oh!
Next day, we went on a booze cruise, and I got pushed from the catamaran by another drunk passenger, and I was in pain for the rest of the trip with a very horrible bruise down the side of my leg. Happy birthday to me.
Oh, no!
Wow.
Wow.
At least they got out of the first situation, only to find themselves on a booze cruise, and then she got bruised.
That is a terrifying situation.
Oh, yeah, no. I would never go in a boat again, ever.
Floating just with... In the middle of the Caribbean Sea?
Yeah, Charlotte, I need to know, like, how that rescue happened. Like, how long were you out there floating around until you were able to either get gas or find your way back to land?
I was going to say, at least the tour guide was there, so he probably was able to radio and get some help, but, like, my gosh.
But also, a note to self, if you're a tour guide, make sure the boat's gassed up before you take the trip. You have one job!
You dummy.
Wow.
Get to another one. One of our coworkers just went to Denver.
Yeah.
Had great reviews on
this hotel
that she had booked. So she's like, yeah, sure, going to book this hotel. She wanted to see a concert.
Yep.
She gets there. It's a dump.
It is like beyond a dump.
It almost looked like there were bullet holes.
Yeah.
In the hotel.
Yeah.
There were just unclean, unkept things falling apart.
Moldy, rusty looking things.
Oh my gosh.
It just looked absolutely horrific. And the great thing is that she made a video going through all the great glowing reviews.
All the glowing reviews.
Dispelling all of it. Like, this has to be fake. You've never set foot in this place ever.
Yeah,
completely made up.
That's one of those things where you think, okay, the hotel itself went in and left these reviews.
1,000%.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got duped by like that one time we stayed at a Super 8. It looked really nice. The pictures looked amazing.
Yeah.
We went through like TripAdvisor.
Yeah.
But it looked amazing.
Yeah.
And then ended up, so it's open air. There's like, this is not a closed in hotel.
Right.
And there was like drug deals going on outside our door. And the inside looked very much like our coworker experience.
I mean, look, it's just convenient.
And the kids were really little. And we're just like, okay.
Okay, we're going to look for somewhere else.
Really unsafe.
All right, we have a few more and several texts coming in. Voice notes, love those, by the way. You can just say what you're going to say and text it to us at 502-795-1997. Hannah, we see you. Sean, we see you. We'll get some more vacation disaster stories on the way on 99.7 DJX. Vacation disaster stories, Hannah.
One year, we were in Marco Island for family vacation, and I was at the beach alone and stepped on a shell, and it got lodged in my foot, the arch of my foot, and I had to get rushed to the emergency room.
Oh, no.
I couldn't get it all the way out in the emergency room, so then I had to follow up with a local podiatrist the next day in Naples, and I was stuck with crutches for the rest of my vacation.
Oh, gosh.
No. That is a disaster.
Yeah, especially when you get hurt when you're not at home and you got to figure all that stuff out.
Well, and then hobbling around on crutches on your vacation is not exactly
ideal. Not ideal at all. Sean.
So when I was like 13 or something, me and my mom went on our first cruise ever. And we just happened to do it. I think it was, forget what hurricane it was, but we caught the tail end of a hurricane.
Oh.
We were going down to Mexico, so we were in the Gulf. Plenty of days where it was rainy. Weather was terrible. The ocean was terrible.
Uh-oh.
Or I guess the Gulf was terrible.
Yeah.
And my mom ended up getting seasick on the one day she was looking forward to. They had a lobster dinner. And she ended up getting seasick, and I had to go get her little wristband with pressure point stuff and tell her.
Blowing
up.
Oh,
dang it.
Dang. I mean, when again, same thing like you, you don't know the weather when you're booking these things, and you book a cruise like months in advance.
Right. And then typically that, like, you can look at, all right, generally in this time of year, what's it like there in that region?
Right.
And yes, and typically you get a little bit of rain, but it's just, you know, quick bursts, and then it gets out and it's fine the rest of the time. You know, in our situation, it was not like that. But then Sean said, yeah, at least I got the high score on the karaoke game for Eye of the Tiger during all that. So mom was sick, but I won in karaoke.
Oh, my gosh. I got another text. Went to Gatlinburg. First cabin we got to was full of rat droppings. Called, complained, was baffled, whatever, because they had a 5-star review on
like
that.
2 days prior
same
cabin.
And then a few years ago, went on and said, went to Texas. The hotel we rented looked amazing online.
Yep.
Got there, asked the man at the desk if I was at the right location.
Oh,
he
gosh.
Was like, yeah. I said, no way, because I've been catfished by the hotel. Ended up spending an extra $400 at a different hotel down the road.
That's the worst.
That's crazy.
I mean, you feel like you're doing your due diligence. You look at the pictures online.
You do everything you
can. You go
through
the reviews of what people, and you're hoping like, okay, it's a recent review. So people were just there. This has to be accurate.
This has to be all right. This has to be all right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then when they lie.
Then when all of the comments are from hotel staffers.
Bots.
From bots,
yes.
Right, exactly. This from another person, went to Scottsdale on vacation. First night there, my husband removed his swim trunks, left them drying on the patio.
Oh.
We decided to go for another swim after dinner.
Mm-mm.
As he pulled his trunks on, he didn't realize that a scorpion had crawled into them.
Oh, no.
Needless to say, we went to the ER instead of the hot tub.
I do not want the details on that injury. I do not want the details, Benalchi. Oh, my gosh.
Now, listen. Scorpion stings are no worse than bee stings, but they just...
But sensitive area.
Yes. Yes. But they just look terrifying.
Oh, they look terrifying. Yes, it's nightmare fuel. And then, there's this one from Reddit, uncleaned hotels. Not just roaches, but pull back the bedding to realize there's black hair, both human and animal, all over the bedding, even the fitted sheet. Then realize it was on everything, and my socks were going to be black on the bottom.
All right, we're good. We're good here.
Let's exit the conversation on that.
All right,
that.
Does that make you feel better about your rain
about
that you
experienced?
About
the rainy vacation that we had last week, yes.
All right, it's 99.7 DJ.